Yes. I'm with Viv. She's one. You are the main organiser. No, you're one of the organisers of the Billion Women Rising.
Million Women Rise.
See, I told you I've got everything wrong.
I'm part of the women who help to organise.
Okay, say that again. You're part of the...
I'm part of the organising group in London.
Okay.
For Million Women Rise.
You're doing a great event. Tell me today, why are you here?
We're here and we're marching because we want to call, demand an end to all forms of gender-based violence. So that's rape, domestic violence, forced marriage, female genital mutilation, and any other form of male violence to women, which is at pandemic levels across the world.
Has it got worse, or is it just because we see it more now with communication?
Well, some research shows that because of the cuts, the economic cuts in the UK, incidents of domestic violence are actually increasing.
So I asked you, didn't I, can we really change things? Am I being naive?
Well, you see, I think I'm an optimist. Even in the face of adversity, what we know about women across the world is that we are survivors. And when we stand together, we can achieve anything. So I would say yes. Million Women Rise is saying, come together, women and girls, stand up for your rights. Call for an end to the violation and murder of women. And when we do that together, we can achieve anything.
Have you ever seen any like clear results yourself, Viv? Because I know you're involved. Have you ever actually done something and said, right, I'm going to do something today, we'll change just one woman's life?
Well, I work for an organisation that's part of the women's sector in this country. And what we know is that our members across the country working with women and girls, they make a massive difference to women's lives. And in many cases, they actually save women's lives.
What do you say to a woman who will say, I'm scared, I've got nowhere to go? What would you say to them? Because I know it's quite scary to leave a violent relationship.
It's very scary. And the truth is that women who leave violent relationships are at great risk of further harm. And so plan for your safety. Think about what you're going to do. Even if you're not ready to leave, make a plan for the day that you want to leave and get in touch with a woman's organisation who can help you to plan that safety route.
Do we have enough women's refuges in this country?
We do not have enough women's refuges. We don't have enough women's rape crisis centres. We don't have enough specialist organisations for black and ethnic minority women. We've never had enough. And what we know now from a recent piece of research that's due to be published is that the organisations are closing now because of the cuts. So it's actually becoming a crisis.
That's terrible. You're saying that places are closing?
Yes, places are closing. I work for the Women's Resource Centre and we're the national umbrella body for the women's sector, and we're just finishing a piece of research that shows that women's organisations are closing at a rate of knots.
Okay, one more. Are some women being abused but they don't know it? I know that seems a silly question.
I think what I understand by your question is that some women feel that they're to blame for what's happened to them. A woman is never, ever, ever, ever to blame. It does not matter what the circumstances. The man who chooses to violate that woman is always the one who has to take the responsibility. Women are never to blame.
Thank you so much. Thank you.